Teresa, a very grateful recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Before I begin, I'd just like to mention that quite often I have insomnia, so when I wake up in the middle of the night, I do my qualification in my head, and it puts me back to sleep. So here's hoping I don't put any of you to sleep tonight. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm 70 years old, married my childhood sweetheart. My husband and I started going together when I was 13, he was 14. This past June, we celebrated 49 years of back-to-back marriage. And we've been together for 57 years. I have two wonderful sons, two beautiful daughter-in-laws, and two of the most gorgeous grandsons. You'll see them in my pictures. And I can't forget my grand dogs. My mother told this story. When I was born, I weighed 9 pounds. She and my father took me home from the hospital. They changed me, they fed me, and I kept crying. It got so bad that they had to call a doctor. First question the doctor asked was, how much did you feed her? They said 4 ounces, he said give her 8. Therefore, my want for more, I think, started at birth. I was a chubby little baby, but a skinny little kid, until I had my tonsils out. Once my tonsils came out, the weight started packing on and therefore started my career in dieting. I did every diet the same as a lot of people. I did diet workshop, Weight Watchers, hypnotist, Dale Emile, the Scarsdale diet, the WBZ cabbage soup diet. I did diet pills, and nothing worked until I came here. Around 1987, I saw a commercial on TV for Fibatrim. I called my doctor and I said, I just want to let you know that I'm going to start taking Fibatrim. He said, Teresa, it could be very dangerous to your health. If you're serious about losing weight, I would recommend either Weight Loss Clinic one-on-one or a nutritionist. So I opted for the nutritionist. Called up, made the appointment. She asked me to write down for the next 2 weeks before I met her everything that I ate, which I did. I walked into her office that morning. She was absolutely beautiful, size 2, kind, gentle, loving. First question she asked me was, what do you love? And I told her bread. She incorporated up to 5 pieces of bread a day into my food plan, if that's what would help me live a normal life. And for the year and a half I was with her, I lost the same 10 pounds. I lost 5, gained 6, lost 4, gained 3. Lost 2, gained 5. This went on for a year and a half, and finally one summer day we were on a walk and she said to me, Teresa, I can't take your money anymore. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I said, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. There's something wrong with me, but I don't know what it is. So now it's around September of 1989, and the pastor of our church was leaving to go to another parish, and we were giving him a big send-off at Lombardo's in Randolph. As I was standing at the ticket table with my friend, in the door walked this gentleman from my town with his wife, and I hadn't seen him in a long, long time. I found out later he had 105 pounds off his body. But when I saw him, my first thought was, oh my God, what did you do, the liquid drink? He said, I'll tell you later. He took me aside later and he said, Teresa, do I have a program for you? It's called Overeaters Anonymous. I'll take you to meetings. You give up flour and sugar. I'm like, I'm 100% Italian, raised on homemade everything. Thanks anyway. So I thanked him and I left. That same week, unfortunately, one of my friends found out she had diabetes. And through the Joslin Clinic, she received a postcard offering anyone who had 50 pounds or more to lose the liquid drink. And I thought, maybe that was it. So I got the postcard, filled it out, signed up, went that day, October 19, 1989, sat in the front row with my notebook, and this is what I heard. It was a 16-week program of the liquid drink. There were 5 drinks a day. The flavors were vanilla, chocolate, and chicken soup. And then they told what could happen to you on the program. Could affect your kidneys, could affect your bladder, your skin could dry out, you could lose your hair. If you're a woman, you could lose your menstrual cycle, and many, many other scary things. And then they told the price. Your first physical was $450. every week for 16 weeks, a minimum physical was $116 a week. Every week for 16 weeks, your food supplement and your meetings were $87 a week. And at the end of the 16 weeks, it was 4 months of maintenance at $200 a month. And the calculator in my head rang up to approximately $5,000, and I thought, what the heck am I doing here? I don't want to give up flour and sugar, but I'm going to give up food entirely. So I left there, I thanked them. I left there, I went to my friend's house, and I said, you know what, I'm going to give OA a try. And God bless a wonderful member of this program who I didn't know at the time, my friend Doris, broke her anonymity and took me to the Dorchester House on a Thursday night, October 26, 1989. The speaker was incredible. She had over 4 years of back-to-back abstinence, 125-pound weight loss. Her story was incredible. She was dressed in black leather. I knew this was a program for me. So I left that night. I went home. I told my husband all about it. I said, "This." I was gung-ho about this. Went to bed. Woke up the next morning, October 27th, and my first thought was, oh, my God. Halloween's only a few days away, so if I wait till November 1st, I know I can do it. Then I thought, well, Thanksgiving's 3 weeks from that, so why don't I wait till December 1st, because if I get through Thanksgiving, I know I can do it. Then I thought, well, Christmas is 4 weeks from that, so why don't I wait till January 1st, and so on. But God had something else in mind for me, and I started this program. And at that time, we were able to get sheets at meetings, and the one that I chose was the gray sheet. So I followed that the first month by myself. I did not have a sponsor, which I do not recommend. And I worked the program. And the first month that I stepped on the scale, I lost 11 pounds, and I screamed so bad I scared my entire family. Reason being, I don't knock any diet group out there. But nothing ever helped me, and I know now why. My first time at Diet Workshop, I wore the heaviest outfit that I owned. Every piece of jewelry was on my body. I had a partial plate in my mouth, and I stepped on the scale and weighed in. And the next week when I went back, I wore the lightest outfit that I owned. Every piece of jewelry was in my pocketbook along with my partial plate. Yeah. Because that's the only thing that could guarantee me a weight loss. So to come in here and have that 11-pound weight loss was unbelievable. I met my first sponsor, November 26, 1989, and I started my abstinence with her the following day, November 27th. I have had four wonderful women in this program who have sponsored me up to my level of recovery. My sponsor of today and the other three women were a gift in my life. And last November, I celebrated 26 years of back-to-back abstinence, a day at a time. But I heard it said at these meetings, we're all tied for the lead. We have one day. Doesn't matter how many years I have behind me. I have one day. I know this is not a religious program. It's a spiritual program. But it's something that happened to me that I'd like to share. I was raised Catholic, so to come into this program was very comfortable. I always had a God in my life, a kind and gentle, loving God. But in the Catholic religion, we have saints that we pray to for different reasons. And if you're a hopeless case, you pray to St. Jude, which I thought I was. If you lose something, you pray to St. Anthony. But if you need a sign, when you pray to St. Teresa, you will receive a sign when your prayers are answered. And it will be a rose, the symbol of a rose. Can be real, any color, it can be a card, but it will be a rose. So I have to back up a little so you'll understand how I found out about this. My friend and I were the cheer ladies of the White Elephant booth at our parish bazaar. It was the second day of the bazaar. We were in a small room like this off the main hall. And we were taking some of the junk that didn't sell and putting it back in boxes, and we were taking new stuff and putting it up. And I came across a little oval plaque that said Barbara. So I said, if there's a Barbara in the room, please don't feel compelled to buy this, but it's 50 cents. Now I have my name tag on that says Teresa. This woman turns around and she says, my name is Barbara. So I said, oh, please don't feel compelled to buy this. I turned the plaque to her. She doubled over, clenched her chest, and said, "Oh, my God, St. Teresa, you answered my prayers." And I said, "Lady, I've been called a lot of things in my life, but never a saint." And she said, "No, you don't understand." When she turned the plaque back to me, beside her name was a hand-painted bouquet of red roses. So that was her sign that her prayers were answered. So in 1989, I had now graduated from the white elephant booth to the cheerleader of the entire bazaar. It was the second, that coming weekend was our bazaar. So on a Wednesday night, we had our last meeting. And some of the women had come down late because they had gone to the last night of the rosary. And when they left the church that night, each of them received a long stem rose. So they came down to the meeting, everybody was all set, and I invited everybody after the meeting was over to go up to the front table and have coffee and I went into the back supply room. On my way back through the kitchen, two women were leaving, and this woman walked up to me and she handed me her rose, and she said, "Teresa, I want you to have this." And I backed up against the sink and I said, "Why?" She said, "I don't know. But I just feel that you need this more than me." So that was my first link to know that I never have to fail again unless I made the choice to pick up. I shout from the rooftops that I'm in this program. I tell the world. Some people see how I eat and they say, "Wow, you eat so healthy." Others say, "I'd rather die if I couldn't have." And I tell them, I started living 26 years ago because I stopped having that stuff. I'm a very compulsive person, and for those of you that don't know me, if it's not clothes, it's shoes, it's jewelry, it's every collection you can possibly imagine. But I never realized that I was this bad with coupons until about 8 years ago, leaving the Saturday morning Newton Wellesley meeting. I stopped at the Stop and Shop in Dedham to get a few items. I needed some fruit, vegetables, I needed some protein, and I needed some cat food. When I got to the cat food aisle, I went to take out my coupon, and what came out but a competitor's coupon for $10 off a $120 order. So I counted what was in my carriage, and it was about $43, and I ran around the store, and I picked up more protein, more fruits, more vegetables, two boxes of Tide, because that guaranteed me another $20. And I got to the register, and I was still afraid that I didn't have a $120 order. So I picked a three-pack of tissues and two packs of sugarless gum. And as I'm standing there, and my order is nowhere near done, I casually glance up, and I saw $197, and I was nowhere finished with the order. And when she finished, I looked up, and with my competitor's coupon and the savings in the store, it brought it down from $228.56 to $198.28. Please, God, that I never leave this program. I love this program. It's my world, absolutely. So I want to tell you a little story about this pin that I have. For those of you that can't see it, it says Win, Play, Show. My husband and I, for 13 years, went to the Saratoga racetrack with friends from our town. I'm a terrible gambler because I bet against myself in the same race and I never can win because I like the 4, I like the 8, I like the 6, but the jockey on number 3 is dressed in pink. So I bet against myself in the same race and I never can win. So this one day I decided, instead of going and losing my money, let me go shop, which is another addiction of mine. And this was in a glass case at a little shop, and I liked it because it was glitzy. And it says Win, Play, Show, which means first, second, and third place in a horse race. Well, about 7 years ago, I pinned this pin onto an outfit going to the Saturday morning Westwood meeting. And this warm feeling came over me. And my first thought was, wow, every day that I get on my knees and I ask God for a day of abstinence, I win. And then I place my food on the scale. And because of that, I show up for life. That's what the pin means to me today. So if you're new, keep coming back. If you're struggling, there's no place else other than this program. And so that everybody knows, I lost 65 pounds in the first 9 months in this program, and an absolute gift this program is in my life. So I'll leave you with my little saying, to have a little behind, you have to leave a little behind. Thanks.